This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In the gun. Who have Kane and Kingy got in their sights this week?
Oh, I was going to put them in the gun. I got the Adelaide Football Club in the gun because I heard this from Taylor Walker on Triple M during the week.
You know, if it was a home game, I probably would have been a lot closer to playing. It's still 72 hours away from playing, but yeah, the flight certainly came into consideration, and we spoke about whether I'd go a day early, so I probably would have been on the flight this morning to give myself the best opportunity, but the decision came down to having a week off and getting ready for next week.
All right, Kingy. Adelaide missed the eight by the smallest of margin last year, and you are telling me their player who kicks 70 goals against a team that they are competing for one of those spots in the eight, they're going to be around the same position. He's not playing because of a flight, and you're going to wheel out Chris Burgess and Darcy Fogarty?
You're just firing up old
balls now. I'm wheeling out all my greatest hits.
Are you serious about this?
I'm deadly serious. If the difference between you playing and not playing is a flight to Queensland, we're not talking about a flight to New York. We're talking about a flight to Queensland. You can go up 4 days early for all I care. This guy's kicked 70 goals. I'm not sure Adelaide can win without him. And if one win or a shaving of the goalpost is the difference between them playing finals last year or next, what could this game mean for Adelaide? And he's not playing because of a flight and he's got a back spasm?
Well, he's not playing because of his back, and the flight is not going to assist it. I feel like you're going through old war. You've just turned it. Phillips in the Tex Walker. Who are we going next?
Richmond. I'm wheeling out all my greatest hits on Fireball Friday. I don't know. I was just a bit shocked.
I don't mind it. So you want him to get the job done without him?
Well, I do, but I don't think they can. Is Tex Walker the difference between Adelaide winning and therefore qualifying for finals when a win is so important? We saw that last year.
You are warming to my boys, the Suns. I can feel it by the minute. Hey, someone take control. Someone take control on the Collingwood back six. I've heard rave reviews and we've talked about them in glowing terms.
The captain plays. They've got four players in their leadership group that all play in defence.
We had Dizzy Darcy last week. He's just getting around, doing what he was doing. Just set the troops up, get things sorted. Quainer didn't have it. You know, they all were a fraction
group
off. Dean.
Maynard.
Don't know about Dean. Maynard, yep. Don't know. Get involved with all the other stuff. Howie's a beauty. Back in. Can't blame him for last week. But they coughed up 18 goals and they looked disorganised more often than not. Big challenge to get it sorted. We've underrated the importance of what Nathan Murphy brings to this back six. I want to see who steps up and sort, because they're hardly against the Harlem Globetrotters tonight. I mean, McDonald, for all the talk about him, really hasn't kicked a lot of goals.
No, Amati's
the same. So they're going to rely on those smalls to impact. So you're going to need to be organised. Step up. Darcy Moore, get this group back on track.
Yep, it's a good call. I like that, because you do have four players in your leadership group that all play in defence. See if they can take control of the Mimosa Homes open line, Mimosa Homes Platinum promotion on now. Visit Mimosa Homes. Joining us is Ray from WA. G'day, Razor.
Razor. Morning, boys.
How are you, mate?
You want to speak about the coach of the Dockers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do, but more so, I would like to know what else Fremantle could have done that Kingy didn't like. He called it a PR stunt gone wrong last night. I feel like we're damned if we do and we're damned if we don't.
So what's the rush to re-sign him, Ray?
Okay, so not so much a rush. Maybe give the bloke a bit of a break from the media. I value your bloke's opinion, and I listen most mornings. But if we're 10-2, it's a masterstroke. If we're 2-10, and we decide to let him go at the end of the year, it only costs us 6 months. That's the way I understand it. So does it just give the bloke a bit of breathing space from constant speculation and nitpicking? I mean, mate, in your comments, you mentioned Adelaide.
I mentioned Matthew Nix, not Adelaide. Matthew Nix.
Matthew Nix has a worse off win-loss record than Justin Longmuir in the same tenure. And Justin Longmuir coached a team that almost finished fourth a year ago.
Understand that, Ray. So, Matthew Nix is bringing a club out of a situation we've never seen before. The camp just set this football club absolutely on its knees. And he's trying to bring the club out of that. And I think he's got a style of play, Matthew Nix. You can see it. I don't see the same thing with Justin Longmuir. And I've said this for 3 years. What's his point of difference? What's his stamp? If his coaching tenure finished tomorrow, Cornsey, what would you say made Justin Longmuir the coach that he was?
I want more energy. I don't think he's an inspiring coach at all. I don't think he's got a presence. But I'm not as critical on this because I just think, okay. My flinch reaction was, okay, it's kind of half smart. Because at least they can say, nah, publicly we've committed to the coach.
He's here for another two years. Exactly, have not committed.
But they can say that and then we'll reassess. That's the words. So it gives them a bit of an out. Yeah. Does it change anything if halfway through the year or if they're 2-10? No, it doesn't. They'll sack him regardless.
It's smart assery of the highest order.
I didn't hate it as much as you had that. And I think, you know, with where they're at, the players they've lost and the age of the group, I do give him a couple of outs. But it's a really important year. That goes without saying. All right, thanks for your thoughts, Razor in WA. One man is the key forward whisperer. He's doing wonders with the Giants forwards already. Cam Mooney, what a character. He's going to join us next. Yeah.